So here in year four at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and we're continuing our entire day dedicated to lots of research about ancient Egypt, which has been our main class topic for the term. So I've got quite a large group of some of the guys from year four involved in a very, very practical activity. So my friend here, please, young man, your name, please?
My name's Kai Reese, and we're moving the pyramid with five sides, one under and four round. We're making our cardboard paper.
Yeah, so we're like making pyramids here. We've got a design. Young lady, your name?
My name is Augusta, and we're making a big pyramid.
And you've used what as what has been the main design that you've been working off? What's this called here? What have we got? It's the
template.
Yes, yeah, a template. And so what we're having to do, we're having to follow all the very detailed.
We're making it extra large. And we're using this we're doing the double size.
Right, so we've got like a template here. It looks like a bit like a knitting pattern. That's how I would describe it. And we're trying to follow this. So, young man, your name, please.
Ogago.
Ogago, right. So it says here, if something is, maybe we'd be measuring them. Say if one of them was like 10 centimetres, we're doing double size. What's it got to be? Hello, Matt.
It's something about 20.
Something about
21.
Or I think
21.8.
Yeah, well, it's 10.9, so it's going to be 21.8. So we've multiplied it by how many?
Two.
By two. Right. So that is kind of the design part and the mathematics. Yeah. I think talking about these pyramids,
though.
But
it's kind of like it's linked up to art as well.
Yeah, definitely. But the pyramids, though, what kind of, you've got some information about the pyramids during your research
yes.
you talk about?
The Egyptians.
The Egyptians, they used triangle pyramids because if they used square, it wouldn't be tough enough.
They thought that because it was a stronger shape to, like, if you put a square, it wouldn't break, but it's not that strong as in.
And it's always pointed up because
it might be like point to a star, like a special star or something.
It points to a star to take. And some believe that they make the pyramid high in the sky, which it points up to the stars, so all the dead pharaohs can go up to their other life.
Yeah, that's really important. So, could you explain, please, Ogago? So, why did the ancient Egyptians build these pyramids? What were they used for?
To remind.
Hold on, Ogago, can you tell us?
Because they don't have no other place and they can't bury them because I think they didn't discover it. So they made pyramids, and the biggest pyramid is the Saqqara pyramid made by Khufu.
Okay, well, I can see like that your very, very large pyramid is coming to shape here. So we're going to get double size, and we'll maybe try and get a photo and put it on the school website, which is stpeterswalworth.co.uk.
Oh, yes,
right.
and we're making a big pyramid, and everybody else in the class are making little pyramids, so we can put the little pyramids
around
the three big pyramids.
Okay, and one final thought, please, madam.
And lots of people make the pyramid. Lots of people made a pyramid, and they took days and weeks to make it because it was a very big pyramid.
So hopefully it won't take us here in year four days and weeks. Hopefully by lunchtime we'll have our pyramid finished, but it is falling into shape. Right, my friends in year four, thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.